Button.
Page.
The button has been
there
pushed.
Just past 7 hours. 18A1.
Okay, we're about to start, Shamsi. Please open your page, your book to page 18. We would greatly appreciate it. Today we're going to explore, how Chazal came up with the 100 and 200. And you had asked about that. And there are actually, hi, doctor. There are actually psukim which they relied on to come up with these numbers.
18.
We're on page 18.
Well,
top line, top line. All right. Okay, without delay. Minayin shehin oyle. So from where do we know that it is, it's totally in 100. So Amar Rabbi Yoina, there are actually, you know, even without going any further than this first line, there are actually two different gersos. Our Gersa and all the Mefarshim here on the side seem to say Minayin Shehin Olin. How do you know that they are bottle, right? But the Gra says Minayin Shehin Mekadshin, which is the opposite. How do you know what the shear is to make it Asher? So, well, let's just leave it for that, and let's see how the Drasha goes, and you decide which Gersa you like better. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yoina, Siv. This is a pasuk by Trumas Meiser, and the pasuk and the Gemara is darshing the pasuk in a very interesting way, that the sacred part, in other words, we call chelbo esmikta shomino, from all its best part, its sacred part from it. Okay, it doesn't really mean anything, but it means like this: davar sha'at meirim mimenu she'im yipol esocho hu mikacho. So it's like that which you take out of it, which when you're talking about Trumas Meiser, is the Meiser is 10%, and Trumas Meiser is 10% of that. So it's 1% of the whole. So therefore, that which you take out of it, which is one part in 100, Mikacho, that will make it Kodesh. In other words, so if you have 99, and you have
1% Kodesh.
Right. So the one in the 99 will make it Mikacho. That will make it Osir. But if you, in order to make it Bottle, it'll have to be more than that.
100.
Now, how much more than that is it? That's going to be a three-way Machlokas, we're going to say now. So it's going to explain the Machlokas as well as we're sure. So it says like this. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Mysef Savamala. So, did I read the other part?
Oh, you
did. I'm sorry, I didn't read it. I skipped a couple of words. So, kamahu, echad mimea. That's one out of 100 is what will make it osir. Now, that's actually what's osir. One out of 100.
That one.
In other words, if you have 99, if you have 99, right, exactly. If you have 99 heter and one iser, it's going to be osir. So it's one out of 100. That's why the Gra says what he says. That's why the Gra is very sharp. But Rabbi Eliezer said it was Meisav Somala. So Rabbi Eliezer says no. So what do you have to do to make it Bottle? To add a unit. Rabbi Eliezer says you add a unit. So the unit is a saw. So it's 1 in 101 is Bottle. And Rabbi Yeshua says no. As long as it's over the 99, even on Toshahu, 99 and a little bit will be mevatel the one, right? As long as it's not mimenu, it's not the one out of 100 that you've been giving to the kohen for Trumas Meiser, it'll be bottle. It's a very sharp, very interesting machlokas. And then you have a third sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Meshula Oimer v'oid kav l'meyasa, which means he basically agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that it doesn't require a full unit, but it also can't just be a mashahu. It has to be something a little bit more hush of. His share is 1/6. A sixth of a kav. Okay. He says in the footnotes, you look, if you want to know where he got the six from, look at the Mishnah Rishon. I didn't look. If you're interested in knowing how he came up with the six. Okay, so now we have three sheetahs here, right? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Ezra Mishul. And now we have a fourth opinion, Tani, Reb Shimon Oimer, Truma Olava Meya, Mikal Vachomer. In other words, they learned it from the Pasuk of Eschel, Mikdashom Imenu. That's where they learned it from. Reb Shimon is going to learn it from a Kal Vachomer using pure logic. Listen to this logic. It's really very sharp. Kal Vachomer. In Isser, Mitok Isser Ole, if, let's start off when it's Tevel, right? So you have 100 of Miser. No, I should really say. Yeah, let's use that. You have 100 starting off, which was Miser. And now you're going to take off Trumas Miser, which will be... No, am I saying this right? What am I saying? No, I'm not saying this right. It's starting off. Okay, yeah, I have to start earlier than that. I'm sorry. So let's start at the Tevel stage. So you have Tevel, and then you have 10% of it is Miser, right? So that's 10. And then you have 10% of that will be Trumas Miser, right? So the one before you take off the Trumas Miser, it's all Usser. You can't eat it because it's Tevel, right? Before you Mafresh what you need to be Mafresh, it's Usser Bachila. So if...
Right.
No, I'm saying before you take Trumas Miser, before you take out that one of the, that 1% of the whole, is all us, right? Well, not really.
Was there a reason you didn't take Truma this way?
I'm skipping Truma on purpose. I don't want to get involved in Truma. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep round numbers here. No, I'm speaking now. It's not making sense, is it?
Exactly.
One second. The Kal Vachomer was... Let me just look at this one more time. One second.
That was totally awesome. You take 10% Miser Rishon out, then the 90 is perfectly good to eat. Out of that 10% that you took out, you take 1% out, then the 9% of that 10 is okay.
Yes, that's true. Okay. But so what's happening here is he's looking at holistically, ultimately, for the whole kit and caboodle to become mutar b'achila. You're taking out that one, right? That one,
1%.
That 1% is ultimately what will be matarit. Before that, it was usher. Yes, there were two stages you needed to go through. I'm asking. But that's ultimately what was the final heter. So he's saying, that's what he's calling that Isser Mitoch Isser. If Isser from Isser Ole, if when you take forbidden food from forbidden food, it becomes permitted because the one part is taken from the 99. Okay, let's leave the questions on the side here. Let's just hear what he says. So Isser Mitoch Heter, Lo Kol Shekein. So if Isser falls into something which was Heter, that's what he's doing. So, right? You follow what he's doing?
It made the Isser Mutter, so it can't make the Mutter Usser.
Right. That's exactly it. So if it was enough to be Mutter, the Isser, which was Usser to begin with, surely if it falls into Heter, it'll surely be Mutter. That's the idea. Okay? That's
the
sum. It's not very tight, though, because, like we're pointing out, I know I didn't think of this before. Let's see. Let's see if somebody addresses this. It seems like too obvious a question.
I think he's just skipping that part of it.
What?
I think he's skipping the first...
Who's skipping?
The
Reb Shimon?
Reb Shimon, yeah. He's skipping it, because everybody knows. Once you take 10% off the 100... The 90 is totally
mutter. I understand that.
So he's taking that step. However, that 10% is usher. Until you remove 1% of that, or 10% of that, which is 1% of the whole.
Yeah. Maybe he's not talking about Trumas Meiser altogether. Maybe I was wrong. I was wrong about my whole assumption.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about Truma. I just noticed the Ritvaz. See the Ritvaz? Look at the top in the Ritvaz. Tony, Rav Shimon Omer, true. The Ritvaz on the right side, the right column.
Yeah.
He says, Tony, Rav Shimon Omer, Truma Ola B'meya Mikal B'Khoimer. Rav Shimon Omer, Truma Mitevel. Isser Mitak Heter. Son of Lamar Truma Michulim Lekol Shekin. So,
he's saying if you take Truma, which is any amount.
Yeah, what, where do you get 1% from? It's 2%. It's a little strange. But okay, I'll go put him. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Okay, so if Isser from Isser is Matarit, so Isser from Heter surely. Hitzah falls into Hetzah, surely should be the same. Now the Gemara explains the second part of it, the Isser that falls into Hetzah. So there's actually two Gersos. Truma. Isser, is Tani Isser Mitach Hetzah. The Is Tani Hetzah Mitach Hetzah. So some people, this is just a technical difference, there's no logical Machlokas here. It's just that in the second part, what are we talking? When we refer to the nefila of the truma into the mixture, how do we refer to that part that falls into the heter? Are we calling that iser into heter? Are we calling that heter into heter? If it's the one who says iser, next Gemara explains. Manda amr iser mitok heter shekin truma asur lazon. We understand why it would be called Isser, because Truma is normally not able to be eaten by a Zar. So that's an Isser that's falling into Heter, into Chulin. That's the way we understood it, Pasha. And Mandamar Heter, we taught Heter, Shekin Truma, Toma Kahanim. Because as far as the Kohen is concerned, that Truma is Heter. So therefore, it's just really semantics. There is actually no difference between these two. That's what it says. In the second paragraph of 12, he says, practically speaking, there is no difference between the two versions. The only question is it forbidden or permissible? That's all. So let's just not spend too much time on this. It's just, okay. So it's the parcel law, kulo l'kohanim. That is to say that, in other words, we're focused on the kohanim. Regardless of, in other words, way why we're just with Masber, I was saying that if it's Isser, it's referring to the Truma being also to the Tzar. The second, this is, if the Pasala is the Ika de Amri kind of thing, then I'm only looking at the Kohen. So if we're only looking at the Kohen, how is it ever Isser? There it says, it's talking about Truma Tameya. So Truma Tameya is also to a Kohen. So is the Pasala Kula Kohen. Monday, I'm going to talk after the Truma Tameya, that's what we're talking about, with Truma Tameya, fell into the mixture. Okay? Now we're on the base, and Mandi Amar Hetter, that's what we're doing Truma Tahira, that's a regular Truma. But basically, it's still all the same thing, and there's no Naftamina here. Okay, so we had three Shitas, one more just to recap. We had three Shitas, how we know 100, based on the Pasuk as Mikdasho Mimenu, that which is Mekadesh Trumas Meiser, is what will be Mekadesh, a mixture, which is 1%. And we had a three-way Machlokes, Rav Elazar held it was 1 in 101. And to be Matarit, Rav Yeshua held it was 1 in 99. In other words, when I say 1 in 101, I mean 99 plus. So it's just 100 plus. Doesn't have to be 101. And then we had that the Meshulam, or B'yaz Meshulam or something, he held it was a sixth.
It's
106, correct. And then we had another Shita. So now Rav Shimon is changing the way in which he's learning it. He's learning it from a Kal V'Chomer. Is there a Nachkamina between the way, in terms of the end result? Is there, I didn't see that exactly. Is he saying like Rav Elazar? Is he saying like Rav Yeshua? Who's he saying like?
Rav Elazar, if anybody, would be Rav Elazar.
So it'll just be out of 100, 99 plus what? That's what you're saying?
No, you need 100.
Right, 99 plus what? That was out of 100.
I don't know. He doesn't speak it out. He doesn't say 101. He doesn't say 100. And a little bit, he doesn't say it. So I can't tell. If someone sees a parish that says explicitly what he holds, I'd appreciate it if you'd let me know.
Prove all of them out, right? The Rashpilio.
Yeah.
Prove all of them out. The Hainutishi Matesha, the Tera, the Chazin Surah.
He says that?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So that's like not anybody. He's the most kulladek.
Right.
See, he's the most kulladek. So he's holding 99 and 1. Whereas Yeshua at least held it was 99 plus.
Right.
And then a 99 sixth, and then all the way to 100. So we're moving our way up the ladder. Okay. Very good. Tony. Prusa Shalakam upon him. Okay, now we're going to talk about Hekdesh, right? So you have Lakam upon him is Kacha Kadashim, right? It's only Nechal Lakaihanim, who are Zicharim, Zichrei Kehuna, right? So what if that gets mixed up in Maya Prusa Shalcholin? So I have one piece of, right, let's call it one Volka. It's matzah, so it's got to be one matzah of, let's make it one kazayas of matzah from the lechem upon him, gets mixed up with 100 pieces of matzah from strice. Okay? So now, what's the day? The same shayla would be if it was meat. Chaticha shochatos. Shenasar v'mei chaticha shochun, right? One hot dog of chatos in 100, Oscar Mayer wieners. So Rav Yehuda Omer. So Tanakhama says lo yal. It's not going to be both, even though it's 100.
Lechem upon him is not matzah. It's
chalos. It's not leavened. It is matzah.
No.
Yes. Million billion dollar bet.
It's in those special frames.
Let's bet. Come on, let's do it, baby. Let's bet. $1 million bet. It is not leaven. It is a mistake. People think that it's challah, but it's not. It's the only time you find leaven is in the 10 challos of the Torah.
So why were they still hot?
They're hot. It's hot matzah. Hot matzah. I could be wrong. Okay, it's possible. It's possible I'm wrong. Okay. Rachmiel Goldman, you're online. So you are given the task, I'm giving you an assignment right now to go grab a Rambam and look up by Lechem upon him. Look it up, online in Safari or something.
You can just look it up on this page.
No. I want Rachmiel to do this work. He's just relaxing, drinking the coffee. That's not acceptable. Okay, so that's the case. So we have Prusos, and we have Chatichos. Okay, so the Tanakhama says lo yalos. The question, of course, is why won't it be bottle? So the answer is going to be. But in the case of the meat, it's a chaticha horilis kavet. You have a nice piece of meat and things that are, what's his name? Things that can be served to a guest that you don't, right? What about the lechem upon him? Is that also the same thing?
No, can't be, because it could be a crumb. It has to attributed
to all the Kohanim that were
there.
That's what they became rich from. They became rich? Yeah. How did they become rich from
Lechem Upon? That's what Gemara says. Gemara says if they ate a little piece, no.
Oh, you're getting mixed up. They got rich from the Keteris.
That's thing.
That's a different thing. Now, the little piece, that was a nace that they became satisfied with the little piece. I don't remember anything about them becoming rich from it. Okay, so we have two things we got to look up, whether they got rich and whether it is a matzah. Okay. So, I don't know, he says over here in note 5 that it's a chetikah l'eskavet, and of course, the din of chetikah l'eskavet is a din d'rabbanon. Here was, when we say that it's not batel, we mean on the d'rabbanon level. Minhag raisa, it's talk about the barov. Alternatively, he says, not the reason of chetikah l'eskavet, he has alternatively, the Tanakhama here is of the opinion that you never apply the rules of bittul to kodshim. So we have two mahalchim. Either it's because of chetikah l'eskavet or because the din of bittul doesn't apply to kodshim.
Do you have 1 in 200
Apparently not. Well, hold off. Hold off 1 second.
We don't say that if it's possible to eat it be'eter, then it's not bittul.
Yes, that's 100% true. If it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, we say it's not.
So why don't we apply that here also?
How would it apply?
You eat the meat.
The meat is kodesh kodashim. You can't. It doesn't change. You cannot be poyed.
I don't have a definitive answer. It says that, but we don't eat them on Pesach. So they must be chametz.
What don't you eat on Pesach?
It
says they didn't eat lechem upon on Pesach. Where does it say that?
I have here
Google.
Portal Hadassah Yomi.
What does it say?
I don't know. It's too long, but it
it's not proof that it's not. It's just proof that it's not. Matzah. It might not be.
It's
like with the Svardim. Lacha.
Okay. We'll leave it go. Okay. We'll look further into this. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsad is next door. We'll look it up. Okay, now let's finish the daf here. So Rabbi Yehuda says Yalu, he's Choylik, he says they are Batel. Either he holds that the Chlikah Rul is God, he doesn't hold from Chlikah Rul is God at all, I guess.
Or
he holds Kachem HaBatel, right? Okay. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, he has a pasuk. This pasuk is located in Yechezkel 45. And it says like this, Se'achas min hatzom min hamasayim mimashki Yisrael. That what's happening here is, we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Mitzvah Shem, right? The third temple in footnote 9. And every Jew will sacrifice one lamb out of every 200 lambs he owns. So that's what it says. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to sacrifice one out of 200, and it's 1 out of 201, and the other 200 will be Mimashki Yisrael. The way he's translating it is they will be roi for a banquet. Mimashki Yisrael, I'll be able to serve my banquet to my friends. Okay, wait, that Chaim likes
it. A lot of baby lamb chops.
So it's what they eat. Correct. So that's what he's saying. So in other words, the Gemara is dashing. You see, so Rabbi Yehuda is dashing it. So you see that one hektish mixed into 200, the other, you can pick out one, you know, and give that to hektish, but the rest are batel. That's basically the idea here.
So it's 199, or is it 200?
I'm not 100% sure. I thought it was 1 out of 200.
Yeah.
It says over here, the verse teaches, if one sacrificial lamb becomes intermingled with a flock of 200, then one animal is withdrawn, and the remaining 200 are permitted. So it sounds like 201 to me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, Vakasha.
Five animals, which are
Dabachasha,
right? So
yeah.
It shouldn't be
much. Yeah. So hold on, hold that second. We have even more serious problems with this. Because remember, what was the case in the Braisa? The Braisa's case was what? Hatichos shalchatos.
Mm-hmm.
In Meyoch hatichos shalchulin. And he said it was bottle in 100. So, and over here it's talking about 200. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Kasha, Ksiv Masayim, Rabbi Yehuda Amameya. So the Gemara answers, Ksiv Chayim. The Pasuk is talking about where the animal is alive, like you said. And since it's live, it's a Dabar Choshev. Even a Dabar Choshev, the Pasuk is telling me, is bottle in 200. which is a big kiddush.
But not 100.
But not 100. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shchuta, and he's talking about when you have geshachta meat. So geshachta meat 100, live meat 200. That's the Gemara's answer. Ma bei chayin l'shchuta. What is the Gemara asks? What is essentially the difference? This is hektish and that's hektish, right? Yes, that's a good nafkamina, but the question is,
why?
Why does that make a difference, 200 to 100? Also, if it's alive...
It doesn't explain why either.
It is you people, when they sell animals, they sell them by count.
And they sell heads, right?
They sell a head of cattle.
Why is it bottled then at all?
Right, so on the bottom he says that in 14 he talks about it. In the brackets, he says, it should be noted, this exposition of the verse, which indicates live animals can be nullified, is exclusive to Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama, he holds live animals cannot be nullified, and that's the Bavli, okay? And the halacha is that way, exactly like you said. Yeah, we're not going to pass them like this, Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kedoin, so let's finish it up here. Ad kedoin gover shuhu malo matal hegin. So now the Gemara wants to know like this. Let's suppose I have, if I have 1 in 100, so it's going to be bottle and the hedge can eat it. But what happens, let's suppose I have something which would normally we're talking about a forbidden substance, right? Suppose you had a forbidden substance. Such an example is, it was worshipped, was put as an offering, as an idol. So that can't be given to carbon. What happens if that thing gets mixed up with 100 other animals, right, or 200 other animals, right? Could you go ahead and say bittul in that case, and then sacrifice all the rest of the animals?
I think yes.
Do you say a din of bittul by kachim when the thing that became bottle, the more of in the rest of the animals, is something which is also ligavaya? Perhaps, just like there are other chumras by Gavaya, so too, there's maybe we won't apply the halachas of bittul. Will we be machmer by Gavaya to not allow something which is also like Gavaya to become bottle? That's the kash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Gemara says, Mishrinu mehado, and your testimony alav, the acher yoichel min ha-kadoshim ki lachmohu. Then it says, afterwards he can eat from the holy... from the holies for his food. What is that prosek? It's regarding a kohen who became tomei, and he goes to the mikvah. So it says acher means after the sun sets,
yeah.
Right? Then yochum and hakadoshim. Then he's mutter to eat the kashim. But it says min hakadoshim from the kashim. So from the kashim sounds like not all the kashim. He can eat some of the kashim, not all of it. It's a miyat.
Yeah.
So yesh lo kachem sheino echolehem. There are those which he cannot eat. That's namely prat le'eruvin b'pachas mimeya. That's it's less than 100 measures of tahar truma. But if it was mixed with 100 measures of tahar truma, then you could eat the measure because it's nullified. So that's the Gemara is learning out from here that it's you do apply the din of bittul. Okay. Okay, and that's it for me. Okay, I'm going to look up this stuff from Yom Tashem. Very good.